so I get to talk to that the what was that? Couldn't let you hurry after she had gone about the short dresses, you know. And while she was there, she didn't come on. As I said, she usually had a newspaper and just sort of leisurely dropped it. But if she lived, if she could drop a newspaper every time she came around, right. So I kind of resented that in a way.
Do you know where your mother's parents were born?
No, I don't.
Do you know where they live?
Where they live?
Uh-huh.
My mother was married in this house. My oldest brother was born in this house.
Ah.
But they didn't own it. I think they rented it. And my oldest brother was born in one of the rooms upstairs.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you the history of it now. And then they moved out. My grandmother had several boys in the family, and they were young boys, so they moved to the country to farm.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother and father had to get out and get somewhere, so they lived in several different places. She had Monsal before they ever built. And all I had my home up yon way, what he built, and all I left it came out here to live after I was a widow. And they lived here that long. And then the Benhams lived out in the country. Now, my husband was nearly 8 years older than I was, and he was born out in the country. But his parents, that's my husband, his parents bought this house and moved here before I was born. And so...
That's very interesting.
Uh-huh. And then they lived here. Let me see, the four original rooms are here too. All right, this room upstairs and these two across here, and the two upstairs. And they had a great big long shed out there, shed porch, you know, and they cooked out there in the kitchen. Used to be outdoors, you know, how they were a long time ago. And that's when my grandmother kept the porch. See, that shed was divided into by partitions, you know, and then they had the rooms upstairs and all like that. And my mother and father lived with her mother until the first baby came, which was about 18 months, I believe she said. And so he was born up there in that house. And then when I married the Benham boy, he had one brother. No sister, nothing like that. And his brother died, but he had a family that lives here. And so and then the mother died. The father had died I believe 18 or something like that, January 1918, I believe he died, and I married 1920 was when I died. And they divided the property after the mother's death, and he fell heir to the home here and the store there. And I've forgotten what else. We were supposed to get some money, but we didn't get the money, you know how that
we just sell rights,
you know how that is and all like that. So we didn't make a racket about it, we just let the others go because there were a lot of children and I didn't have but one child. She lives in Griffin, that's where I've been too. And so then after his death we lived in my father's home. My father, I lived with him and kept him company, and he said did everything.
And wore long dresses.
Yeah, uh-huh. And so he wheeled me the home and everything in it and the cars that I had and all like that. And so we just after Mrs. death, who was living here, that's Ham's mother, my husband's brother. Well, I asked him if he didn't want to come down here and live. He lived up home for about 12 years, and 10 or 12, maybe longer than that, yeah, longer than that. And so he said no, he was perfectly happy up there and satisfied. So after her death, he made this into an apartment house.
Mm-hmm.
And so then at his death, while the child and her husband were in Florida, going to the University of Florida down there at Gainesville, Florida. They were down there, he was studying something in agriculture, something else, before you know the station over at Griffin. And so they were down there when he died. So they stayed there long enough for her husband to get his master's. And he wanted his doctor's, but they couldn't stand the thought of me living alone up here. So they came back to Monticello. And he commuted over to Griffin. He took up his job and just left over for him. You know, he gave him a leave of absence to go to school down there to get his what he needed in the agriculture line. So. He got kind of tired of getting up every morning early and going over to Griffin to work and
Griffin?
All. 40 miles.
Mm-hmm.
But to get up all day and get over on the job, and then he had that hour at dinner, didn't want to come home for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the wintertime, especially, it was night when he got in, so he said he felt like he wasn't a citizen here, no Griffin either one. So there was a project being built up over there, and so one day he went over there and said at lunch he had plenty of time to run away, and he liked some of the houses. There were about 6 or 8 houses being built at the time, and now I mean, there's 50 out there, and all that's been 10 years ago. So one day he came home from work and he says, what would you think if we all moved to Griffin? I says, well, if that's where your work is, well, I reckon it's all right.